At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Linda says NBA salaries are skewed because of superstars like LeBron. Do you listen at all? Do you ever listen? You can't argue with math. This is why you get in fist fights with people. You don't listen. I'm just talking to you that the math is that they warrant 1/8 of the salary. The math. You'd have to argue with math. Hey, everybody, Linda's arguing with math. Jesus. I'm trying to reason with you. My God. Man Bun Chris says, Huge has been spouting off about Caitlin Clark being fouled and hated on because she's white. LOL, it's because she's great and gets all the attention. That's why players don't like her. Yeah, that's murky water to wade in. I wouldn't do that. I think she gets fouled a lot because she's so attractive. Megan says, I'll argue with math. I'm in the mood to fight. No, I don't. I hope you're understanding what I'm getting at. The math is in favor of the WNBA. Like, they do deserve to get paid more. That's what I'm saying. Linda says, time to call the vape shop. She wants me to call the vape shop because I just blistered her. And I will. That's a good idea. Get your reviews into Hidden Cloud Vapes. Let me share this with you one more time. This is who I want you to review. Click on that and then go get them. Let me take a look. I don't know if any of you have actually done it since we talked about it. Newest reviews of Hidden Cloud Vapes. It's still just Jeremy and me. Thank you, Jeremy, for editing your review. If all of you can take something like what Jeremy said, and I'll put it here in the Twitch stream, this is what he said. Murder Lover Linda says, refresh, I just added. Atta girl. Yeah, for some reason, I guess it's slow to report them, so we'll see. But yeah, you're right. We definitely need to call that place up. 707-3372. This is Hidden Cloud Vapes in Georgia.
Hidden Cloud, I love you.
Is this Mike?
This is Mike.
Mike, Eric Zane.
Hey.
I am podcasting right now.
Perfect.
So welcome to the show.
I've never felt less welcome on a show.
That's understandable. So I'm circling the wagons here. And, you know, I guess...
Before we start anything, my kid is with me, so keep and he's cussing.
Yeah. No worries. So... Yeah, I'm circling the wagons based on you going after my sponsors. And, you know, I mean, unfortunately, you wanted to play it that way, and I...
You went after my family.
So anyway, if you want to go ahead and go after the sponsors, I am going to respond. And I've got a lot of people that are going to do that. So you can play it that way. And they, I mean, it doesn't have to be that way. But don't forget, you came onto my page. I did not invite you. You just showed up. You know? Hello.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just letting you talk, 'cause I'm not going to be a jerk and cut you off.
Well, I know. I was. Well, you could tell by the pause that I was done speaking, and I asked you a question.
You didn't ask me a question.
I said, you know.
To a statement.
Okay. Anyway, so, I mean, I'm simply responding to you. I responded to you when you came on my page. And
here's where I'll meet with you. Do you think at any point you crossed the line in our conversation?
What are you talking about?
During our interaction, do you think there was any point where you crossed the line?
Well, I cross lines all the time. It all depends on when people come onto my page and start fights.
That's not the question I asked you.
That's why they call them fights. That's why fights have line crossing all the time.
Do you think at any point you crossed the line? I'm asking a very easy question.
With you?
Yes.
You mean like by posting your picture?
By talking about my wife. Do you think you crossed the line by talking about my wife?
No.
You don't think that's crossing a line?
No, because you asked for it.
How? By defending a show that I have been watched for years. A show that I used to watch with my dead father or listen to every day.
You watched it with your dead father?
Yeah. Me and my dad listened to that show every single morning.
Your dad was dead and you were listening to the show with him?
No, my dad is dead now. I listen to Willie.
Oh, my God. You scared the shit out of me. I thought you were sitting next to your father when he wasn't alive.
No.
Well, listen. Look, yeah, if I'm sitting there minding my own business and I review shows all the time, I happen to review theirs, you show up, you insult me, I'm going to insult you. That's how it works, Mike. You know that.
I didn't insult you. I said exactly what you did to get fired.
Well, you don't know anything about that, okay? You weren't, I mean, all you know is what you hear on the radio. And when you're listening.
All I know is what they said on segment 17. Clear it up then.
I have. It's not my fault you didn't listen. You just showed up on my page. You dropped the hammer. Then you go to my sponsors. All right, if that's the case, I guess I'm going to tell everybody to go to Hidden Cloud Vapes and do the same thing. I can also tell them to withdraw the review. It all depends. If you want to play it this way, I will.
Here's what I'll say. If you admit you crossed the line, I'll take it down.
I crossed the line, but I don't regret it, and I'll do it again.
That's fine. If you admit I crossed the line, I'll take the reviews down. That's all I'm saying. You crossed the line.
All right. Well, I will keep an eye on the page. And I will, you went to Blue Frost IT, you went to King's Room Barbershop. Those need to vanish. And if I see that they're gone, and how many other people did you get to post?
I didn't get anyone to post.
If those go away, then I will call back the dogs and we will continue on. And then you will ignore my page.
I'll unfollow your page.
Why would you follow my page in the first place? That's so silly. Okay.
So here's what I'll tell you. I'll actually give you the whole story why I followed your page. Do you want it?
Of course.
So I followed your page right when you got fired. Because here's the thing. I loved you when you're on the show.
You love me now, too. You know it.
I haven't watched your show since the first episode.
Episode number one?
Yeah, episode number one 9 years ago.
Wait a minute, I've only been doing this 7 years.
The first little post you put on Facebook.
Oh, you mean like the video from my kitchen?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's the way I'm like, I want to follow him. He was great on the show. I loved you on the show. I loved the dynamic you and Freebeer and Greg had. Or you and Hot Wings, you, Freebeer and Greg had, Hot Wings had. I loved it. I'm like, I hope he keeps that same kind of thing going where he goes now. And then you went with, I think it was, did you join up with Ben?
I did. Yeah, I was on the radio with Ben. It was awesome.
Yes. And then you went with Ben, and I just didn't dig it. So I just kind of forgot you existed.
Okay.
And then you started doing the whole thing where you're like, every other week, or not really, I'm not going to over-exaggerate because that'd be a dick move. Wait, am I on the radio?
I told you you were on the podcast, you dummy.
A radio or podcast?
Podcast. That's the only thing okay. I do. Well, I'm on the radio, but not any of this shit. I don't do this shit.
You said you were on the radio, so I was making sure I didn't want to get you at the dump. I'll try to be nice. And I just kind of didn't dig that. And then you went to doing the podcast thing, and then constantly it was posts about the Hot Wings, the Free Brand Hot Wings. I'm like, dude, why? I want to watch your show and not hear about them. I want to listen to their show and not hear about you.
Well, that's not your business. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
You absolutely can.
Okay.
You don't think it gets, like, old?
It doesn't matter if I...
It doesn't matter, but that's why I'm like, I'm going to unfollow, because clearly you're not bored with it.
Well, then why, if it's getting under your skin, why would you even pay attention to it in the first place? Why would you then, years later... Oh, hey, I think I'm gonna drop the hammer on EZ. I mean, what the fuck?
This isn't our first interaction, dude. Remember?
This is what you wrote. You're like the crazy ex-girlfriend that won't move on. Please, Freebeer, take me back in. I promise I won't make another AIDS joke. And you expect me to not respond.
I expect there to be attacking of me and not my family.
Look. So the first picture I grab, so what? I make the crack. I already told you it was across the line, but I usually roll that way. I usually go extra hard in the paint. That's what you get. You get that when you go into someone's house and shit on the floor, which is what you did. If you had just done what your instinct told you and just went on your way, we wouldn't even have had this problem. Now I got all these people... The Google review Hidden Cloud Vapes in Cartersville, and they're pissed. They hate you. What have you done?
You know what's funny? That's the wrong Hidden Cloud Vapes.
What?
That's the wrong one.
Well, shit. Well, which one are you at?
Why would I tell you that?
Well, anyway, they're leaving your name on there. They're saying Mike Stewart. So, I mean, it's going to come back to you somehow, Mike. It doesn't have to be this way. You should take the L. You take the fucking L. You get rid of those reviews, and you mind your own fucking business.
I think we're both taking an L here.
All right.
I'm taking a little L, but I think you're taking a little L too, because you're still talking to me. And by the way, just so you know, this isn't our first interaction. The first one was actually kind of funny. We actually had a good interaction the first time. I cashed up to $1.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
I'll have to look that up. All right. I have a very short memory. So, look, hold on, fucker. I have a very short memory. And you pissed me off. But everybody deserves a fair shake. So if you quit being a cocksucker, I said I will, God damn it.
Mouth. I'm saying my kid can hear you. You're yelling.
Oh, sorry. If you quit doing that, I mean, now I'll give you a fair shake, but you got to knock this off.
Here's what I'll do for you. Since you're actually being pretty chill right now, I'll actually do my reviews. I'll do it right now. Whatever. I figured that last time. My reviews. Find my reviews.
Why is your child in a vape shop? Shouldn't they be out like frolicking?
Because his mom picked him up in a few minutes. His mom was working, too.
Wait a minute. That woman that I posted the picture of, you're already divorced?
No, she's at work, and I'm at work. She's picking him up. Early morning, now work afternoons.
All right. And you have to lose weight. You have to promise me that you're going to change your eating habits.
So, actually, you'd be surprised. I actually don't eat that much. It's actually a medical condition.
No, it's not. Quit lying.
It really is.
That's a lie.
But either way, I'll tell you this. I just deleted the reviews because you're acting like a super chill right now.
All right. Well, I will tell everybody to delete their reviews too.
I appreciate you being actually decent.
Of course I'm decent. I'm as wonderful now. I'm even more wonderful now than I was then.
So here's the thing, dude. I loved you on the show. And I still think deep down you're probably a decent person. You just don't know. You have no line.
Okay. I already explained it to you. First of all, when it comes to that show, that's business. This is all business related. It's very entertaining to my audience when I review Free Bear and Hot Wings. Second of all, if I'm there minding my own business, doing what I do, and Ding Dong comes in and fires one from the back of the room, I mean, that's it. Throw down. It's time to fight. It's very simple. That's what I do.
And that's fine. But like I said, I was fine with you attacking me, 100%. But you saw where I was upset with. And that's why when we were on the Free Bear page, you saw that the people in the group chat didn't attack other people's families, like the guy who was gonna attack that guy's kids. I'm like, we don't do that.
Well, whatever, you know, I mean, and they didn't like that either. That was embarrassing because you went that page, they hate me on that page, and they were supporting me. How that was embarrassing.
That was a big fat L for me, and I'll take that one. That was
all right. Well, all's well that ends well. And then we'll just pick up the pieces and move on. I imagine,
and I'll say this. With all sincerity, I hope you succeed.
I already have succeeded, Ding Dong. I've been doing this for years.
I'm trying to end on a happy note, my dude.
I know. I'm just correcting you that this is already I've been very successful doing this.
How about this? I'll say it this way. I hope your success grows.
Okay. I get very defensive about it because people oftentimes think that that this isn't working. It's already worked. And people often make assumptions about me as to why I do what I do, and they're wrong every time. I wish I could just shake them. But, you know, at this stage of the game, this is all I can do. When people lash out at me, I lash back.
Correct. And the reason here's another thing. The last time we had this whole interaction, it was great. We had a fun, we went back and forth each other for like 3 hours and ended with us where you being like, oh, yeah? You don't think I'm successful? Cash App me some money since you're so much more successful than me. So I cashed App to $1.
So was this during the podcast years?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't remember any of this.
I can actually tell you that I was probably in here still on my Cash App because it was freaking hilarious. We had a great time. And I figured we'd have the same interaction this time, but it did not go that way.
All right, send me more money.
No. I have a kid now. Money is not...
You have three cars. You've got a Ford Fusion, a Camry, and an F-150. You're bragging about it. Send me money, goddammit.
Your last name end with an N?
Yes, Zaitunian.
Okay, I didn't want to dox you. December 13th, 2023.
Send it.
and wait, did you give me a nice shout-out on your show? There was promises made.
I don't know.
Because it said for giving me a nice shout out on your show is what I said.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. I feel like there is resolution.
Well, I hope so.
I'm sorry I said your wife. Sorry I made fun of your wife.
I'm sorry for attacking your sponsorships.
Okay. Thanks.
I deleted my post.
Cole, my audience member doesn't believe it. He says, fuck this guy. Tofus calls you a fucking see you next Tuesday. Sorry, I'm swearing.
You're good.
All right. Some of these folks, I said that they're not going to delete it, but I'm telling them to. But all right, there you go.
Well, hopefully they'll realize that they're at the wrong page. I don't even work anymore.
All right. Okay, get out of here.
You have a good one, man.
Say bye. There you go. Yeah, I can't do it. I'm like Joey Swole here. You know how Joey Swole, he was the guy who said he loves Hulk Hogan. And then I just deleted my review. You guys do what you want. I mean, after I've put you through the ringer and you know, I spoke to the guy, I probably I probably should have spoke to him before I sicked the dogs on him. But fuck it. That's why it's a fight. I still stand by that. Manager Mike to cancel small podcasts. All right. All's well that ends well, I guess. I loved getting him on the phone. Maureen says, she made a comment. Something about me charming. Another loser charmed by EZ. Murder Lover Linda says, make him give you a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. Oh, wait, you can't afford an iPhone. Megan said he's got a lifted F-150. Matt says, imagine his grocery bill. Man Bun Chris says he's just going on and on. Maureen says, easy never means it when he says he's sorry. Bob says, vape shop, sponsor of the week. Sponsor next week. Tofus was laying some absolute haymakers in the chat. He says, oh, big time. If he was behind the keyboard, this wouldn't be over. Bob says, this whole thing with Joey Swole is a perfect example of why you never apologize. That's true. Now, I was talking to him one-on-one, so I felt he was apologetic. But I think it's different when you do the, oh boy, like Joey Swole. He's right. Bob is right. Joey Swole is an influencer who, whatever, he's a big, strong guy, and he does gym videos about gym etiquette and things like that, and seems like a nice enough dude. Who's the one guy? Robert. On Tuesday, we do arms. Robert something. I love this guy. This guy makes me laugh. Robert Frank is his name. You're probably not going to like him. But this guy cracks my ass up.
On Taco Tuesday, we do arms. Because if you want a thick body, screaming,
ay, papi, dame tu salsa de hombre en mi cara.
In the backseat of a Sonata. Your arms better be fucking swole.
I don't like that one.
On Friday, we do arms. Because if you want your little soldier filling up her sausage holster, your arms are on Friday, we do arms. Because if you want a chick with juicy buns, taking your beef where she has the runs. your arms better be fucking slow.
This dude's always breaking character. Where's the Uncle Sam one? God damn it. Oh, the Uncle Sam one killed me.
On Friday, we do arms. Because if you want to fill her muff gutter with your nut butter till she starts to fucking stutter, you fucking swore.
Imagine being in a crowded gym and you are finishing up chest day and the one pec deck machine that they have in the gym just happens to be open. You sit down, you're about to do a set, and some dude from across the fucking gym starts yelling, bro, I'm using that, mother.
Anyway, he had some, Robert Frank is another one I watch. I've never really watched Joey Swole. Alan says, is that Liver King? No, it's Robert Frank. Matt says that dude is funny and has a hell of a story about almost dying. Robert Frank or Joey Swole? I think you're talking about Robert Frank. So Joey Swole goes on his show and is like, I love Hulk Hogan. Rest in peace. And then everybody said, no, you can't do that. He's a racist. Now, the right thing to do at that point is nothing. Say nothing. Keep your mouth shut. There is something you can do. You can double down. If you double down, that can work, but probably the most effective thing to do is nothing. It's gone like a fart in the wind. But so all these people are pissed off at him because he likes Hulk Hogan. So then he goes on there and denounces Hulk Hogan. And says, oh, I didn't know that he said terrible things about black people. Fuck Hulk Hogan. Well, now that pissed off everybody else. That's the one thing you don't want to do these days with these MAGA scum is show weakness like that and act. The word that they use is woke. You know, they have ruined that word. That word was originally supposed to be someone who, you know, cares about others. But it's become like this, you know, you go woke, you go broke. And that's 100% true. Chris says these are lessons that the great Professor Zane can teach the next generation. Don't apologize. Quiet. It doesn't matter what you do. You could shoot up a school. Don't apologize. Never, ever apologize. Donut Dan says he should have stuck to 1980s Hulk. He was awesome, but later in life, he made several mistakes. I think really the only problem Hogan did, only thing he did wrong was the N-word moment. That was pretty ugly. There's just no way to...
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
To dance your way out of that one, in my opinion, because it was recorded when he didn't know he was being recorded. So it's his true self. You know, it's like when I walk around here and say the N-word all the time, no one hears me. There's no one recording me when I am constantly saying the N-word around the house. And when I say it under my breath, when I'm in Meijer, to various people, it's like, that's if there's a microphone on me in Meijer when I'm calling people that nasty name, I would be in big trouble. Cole says, you don't want to show weakness like that fat fuck you just called on the phone did. Maureen says, or at least don't mean it if you apologize. Donut Dan said he had sex with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife and some other goofy things. Yeah, I know, but if it's just that, who cares? I mean, we all have things that we're not proud of. You get a, most people get a pass when it comes to that freaky shit. Like, for example, Diddy. He is poised for a comeback, in my opinion. He beat the rap on the serious shit. and all he did was transport prostitutes. Who cares if he is a freak? No one should give a shit that he had the freak-offs. We all wish we could be invited to a party like that. Diddy will come back. All he has to do is lay low. Donut Dan says, if the rubber does not fit, you must acquit. I need more Robert Frank.
In Pride Month, we do legs. Because if you want a dude you know on a first name basis, questioning your gayness, 4 hours later, he's pulling beads out of your anus.
Oh! Ouch!
Your legs better be fucking.
He can't keep it straight.
On the 4th of July, we do arms. Because if you want a chick going down on your hammer while you're singing the Star Spangled Banner, your arms better be fucking.
The fact that bro can never finish them without laughing absolutely sends me every time.
On the 4th of July.
We just did that one.
I'm Robert Frank, and I'm going to demonstrate the proper way to react when someone makes eye contact with you at the gym. The wrong way. The proper way. The fuck are you looking at?
That man does nothing wrong.
Okay, that last dude you saw was Joey Swole. Louis C.K. is back somehow. Says Man Bun Chris. Yeah, that's right. You know, people have come back. Louis C.K., I talked about this with Chris when we were in the press box. His cancellation revolved around, so he'd invite a friend over, hey, come on over, we're going to watch a game. And then he'd say, hey, you mind if I beat off? And they'd say, what? And the next thing you know, he's pounding his putt in there. That's what he did. And then, like, he had, it's textbook. He just laid low, admitted it. Yeah, like that's what I like to do. And now it's out there. Now nobody cares. And he's bigger than ever. He didn't kill anybody. It was awful. But he's back. Donut Dan, Kyle Larson. I remember Kyle Larson, textbook. He dropped the N-word during COVID, and he's back bigger than ever. Just lay low. He said sorry, though. He did the full-on apology thing. Now that Trump is in office, you don't have to apologize. You just, who cares? You do it again. You do it louder. All right. So, I remember talking about the dildo and then the WNBA, and then we called dude. That came and went, and that's the end of that. We have a local story. This guy here looks like a guy who would bribe local girls to sending him beaver shots in exchange for booze and discounts on vapes. This guy right here. If you're going to be a guy who solicits chick beaver shots from teen girls for booze and vapes, you're going to look like this. They threw the book at this guy. He got 30 years for this. Oh, my God. They first were charging him with a local charge, and then he had federal charges slapped on him. So just to expedite that process, they knew they had him. They let the federal charges proceed and drop the local charges, and he's getting 30 years in federal prison from right here in West Michigan. He got children to send him nudes, and then he would give them booze, and then he would sell them reduced charges. I would just give them the vapes. I mean, if the chick is going to send you a nude picture, a child, and that's what you want, why would you then still get money out of them? You should just give them the free vapes and the free booze. He did this to countless underage girls. And I think if you're a parent right now and you've got a child of age in this, you know, teenage, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, there are, for some reason, because I think that girls, I don't know why, but they seem to be more susceptible to these things than boys are. And I don't know why that is. What's happening with the parenting? What do we have to do to make our young ladies more receptive to danger? That at around every corner, there is going to be a guy like this. Okay, there's going to be, as Becca says, a white male. Yeah, exactly. They are everywhere, and they're going to get you. I've made it very, very clear that the second you give a young lady a phone, guys like this know and contact them on WhatsApp and Snapchat. Hey, I see you got a new phone. Can I interest you in some vapes and booze? All I'll need is a beaver shot, please. And then boom, 30 seconds after you hand your daughter the phone, she is taking a picture of her vagina and sending it to this guy. Or a guy that's just like him. Scott Michael Elam has consistently preyed on young girls using his age and financial stability as a means to gain access to child porno, said the federal prosecutors who asked for the lengthy prison term. And boy, did they get it. This dude is 43 years old, and he got 30 years. I wonder, you know how like it is sometimes you get 30 years, but you're eligible for parole after a certain point in time. I wonder how long he'd be eligible for parole until he's eligible for parole. I hope it's not for a long, long time. He discounted the price of the booze and the vapes depending on the number and quote-unquote quality of the images he received. Elam was arrested a year ago and charged in state court with 5 felonies, including aggravated child sexually abusive activity. That case was dismissed when federal charges were filed in November. I guess they felt like they had him. You know, I would do both charges, state and federal. Federal investigators saying that this guy sexually exploited 4 minors and recorded himself having sex with one of his girls at his home in Alto, Michigan, which is a hard living line area. So he actually did have sex with a child, and then he recorded it. There's a quote for him. I'm not sure what this means. He said in some of the exchanges, according to court records, with the girls, quote, he said, I plug for over 100 people between Caledonia, Kentwood, Lowell, Byron Center, Cutlerville, Middleville, and Hastings, Elam told one of the girls, according to court records. I'm known as the biggest plug around and spend over $600 a week in alcohol, vapes, weed, carts, edibles, etc. So maybe one of you can, if any of you are like a plug, if any of you are like into molesting girls, could you maybe give me that info as to what a plug is? The investigation started when Kent County Sheriff's detectives got a tip that a 17-year-old girl had sex with an adult man in exchange for booze. Contact was made using Snapchat. Elam sold alcohol and vape pens to several high school girls and would, quote, give discounts to females if they sent him nudes or videos. God, how do you think that that's going to turn out if you're vocally expressing or writing in text that you want nudes? Do you think anybody is going to be like, well, maybe this is a bad idea and turn you in, you fucking moron? And how? Why did it take so long for this guy to get busted? Jesus. Man Bun Chris said, I should have gotten Mike Stewart's opinion on this story. Train your boys not to do shit like that in the first place. Impossible. There is no way you can do that. The best way to keep your young boy from doing like terrible stuff like this when he's an adult is to just shoot him. There is a high risk, a high probability that your son is going to be doing this. Okay? 100 out of 100 young girls are going to agree to this. And 9 out of 10, 900 out of 1,000 young men are going to do this. Hopefully, this does not happen to any of your loved ones. What the hell? Well, anyway, that happened. That guy's going away for a long, long time. And thank God, frankly. Don't forget, on Book Club, for you Book Club members, we are finishing up the Nikki Sixx book. Not this coming Monday, but the Monday after. When we do Big Fraud Book Club, that will be on the 11th of August. That we wrap up the Heroin Diaries. And then you have to go and you have to purchase the book Martyr. By Kaveh Akbar. Kaveh Akbar. Nick in Houston picked that one up. Man Bun Chris says, finishing? I thought we did a quarter last week. Yeah, but everybody's been blazing through the book. So you've got a little, a week and a half to get it done. So I am 100% sure that Mallory can do this. We've got people that are signing up for Book Club who don't even regularly listen to the show, like Mallory and Aram's better half, Joanne. Joanna? I think it's Joanna. I always forget. It's either Joanne or Joanna. All right, so get that book, Martyr. By Kaveh Akbar. We talked a little bit about that yesterday, so that's totally cool. Before we continue on, I definitely want to mention the sponsors. As usual, they help keep the lights on for the show. I feel bad that they were impacted in any way by knucklehead Mike Stewart. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. If you have a tree down, if you want to get rid of a tree, if there's a stump that needs to be ground, you need your trees trimmed, tree risk assessment, Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. That is 616-828-8225. When it comes to health insurance, Frank Fuss can help you every step of the way. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's B-U-Y, insurancehere.com. He can get you started on healthcare through the marketplace at no cost to you. Frank never gets paid by his customers. He gets paid by insurance companies. So you got to go to buyinsurancehere.com, fill out the form. Frank will be in touch with you to get started on getting your insurance through the marketplace. People who take advantage of that are usually in between jobs. Perhaps they are a business owner, or their boss does not offer insurance, or they're paying too much for insurance through the workplace. Buyinsurancehere.com. Berlin Raceway. Excuse me. Racing this weekend at Berlin. Go to berlinraceway.com. You'll have till 11:59 tomorrow to get your tickets for this weekend's races. After that, they go up $15. Berlinraceway.com. Adam Kasari is the realtor of choice on the podcast, 616-914-4061. If you're thinking about selling your home or you want to buy a home, you need a professional trained realtor. Adam Kasari is the man. 616-914-4061. Please mention my name, Kevin Kuipers. Have you yet delved into the world of buying a home? Kuiper Bro 3. What is the holdup? Man Bun Chris says, easy, are you going to watch the Lions? The Hall of Fame game is tonight. Joe Martinez and Huge are already saying winless seasons ahead. Well, I believe Joe Martinez would say that. I don't believe Huge would say that. He's a Kool-Aid drinker like I am. The only way I would, reason why I would watch the Lions is because of Isaac Tislaw, who is from right here in Hudsonville. He was drafted by the Lions, and so he'll probably see some playing time today. I hope he at least makes the practice squad. Donut Dan says the game is only on Peacock, he thinks. Well, then I would not be watching it. Unless I think I might have that, though. I don't know. Whatever. You ever do that? Realize you have a subscription to a service like that and you forgot that you had it? That's a thing, you know. There's a term for that. And I think you can get an app now that kind of like you just push a button and it unsubscribes you and makes it so you stop paying all of them. So you sign up for this service to watch this movie or this show and then you forget about it. And then it keeps resubscribing every year. I have that happen. I'm subscribed to a tracker for the dogs. I'm subscribed to Netflix. I'm subscribed to Spotify, Amazon Prime. And I think that's it. There might be another one in there. Man Bun Chris says, I think Tislaw will be playing a lot this year. That guy they drafted, not to get two X's and O's on the football thing. But this dude, Tislaw, you know, he's a young kid and he's like big. And they look at him as the type of guy who might be like a big blocking receiver, possibly even be made into a tight end. That's exciting. Can you imagine your kid works their ass off, has a great high school career, plays college football, but then actually gets drafted by an NFL team? Linda says the game is also on NBC. That's remarkable. I should reach out to the Tislaws. I know a few people that know him, to at least talk to mom and dad about this, to get them on the show. Your child is playing for the Detroit Lions. And Chris says, by far his favorite team. Yeah, he showed up because, you know, like the teams interview people that they're thinking about drafting. He showed up to that wearing a Detroit Lions jersey. And they're like, well, we got to draft this fucker. He's all about the way we want to build this team. That is so cool. All right, I'm just going to quit. I'm done. I'm crispy fried cooked. I'm going to go ahead, and I am now going to delete all the images of fucking Mike Stewart with his wife because I'm a man of my word. Tofus says, I'm not going to delete my reviews. Well, you be you. You do you. I'm almost sorry that I made you do that before I talked to him, because now I would feel bad. But whatever. I'm willing to let bygones be bygones. I am a forgiving man. And we came to a resolution. What can I say? He thinks I'm super chill. I just wish people would leave me the fuck alone, though. People get so butthurt because I rip on a shitty fucking radio show. Jesus, fuck. That's ridiculous. The asshole of the day today. Well, it's got to be that kid raper, right? What is his name? What the fuck? That would be Scott Elam. 30 years. Wipe that fucking smirk off your face in your mugshot. He is the asshole of the day today. I hope you enjoy prison. By the way, did you see the victim statement while I was away for Koberger? It was the sister of one of these slain kids at the young people at the college in Idaho. And she said, yeah, you killed my sister. And though you brag about getting A's and B's in your education for the rest of your life, you will be getting D's. And everybody was like, oh, my God, yes. And it's true. I mean, if I was in prison, let's say I was in prison for whatever, and I was big and black, and Brian Koberger, because they said that Koberger eventually will wind up in the general population, I would not be able to wait to rape him. If I'm a criminal, large and black, or large and white, it doesn't matter. As long as I've got a giant schlong, I am going right in, no lube. All right? I am going to jam it in so hard, the tip of my dong is going to come out his eye. And that was a message. She was sending a message to giant dicked dudes in prison. Murder lover Linda says he's in the same cell block as Chad Dable, who killed those two kids and some others. Chad Dable, well, he was the guy who put his kids in the oil thing, right? He, I think he like was, he had an affair and wanted to, you know, he wanted a new life. So he killed the kids or some shit. Man Bun Chris says that was a great out of context clip for Easy. If anybody wants to clip it, Aram says no. That is Chris Watts that I'm referring to. Yeah, I don't know who Daybell is. Yeah, Lori Daybell was the mom. She's in whatever. It's all confusing to me. You guys know more murder than I do, but that's incredible. Well, let's hope that guy's got a big dong. Can you imagine if they're like playing Connect Four in prison and they're talking about the murders that they, it would be incredible. You talk about an interesting podcast. The Daybells were religious. Oh, of course. That makes sense. Religious people scare me these days. That is the time for today's free podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it moved. I hope it was entertaining. Questions, comments, concerns, eric@ericzaneshow.com. On the Shoreliner Striking Inbox. Have a good one. Talk to you down the road. Talk to you on the Patreon. Bye-bye.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.